It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show this week. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. Happy to be with you. I know that not only are you an interior design expert extraordinaire, but you also are what we call a triple threat in the industry because you also know everything there is to know about real estate, both in Utah and nationally.
You're so sweet. You know what? I love looking for opportunities to learn and grow, and knowing what's going on in the real estate industry, I think, gives me an advantage in my business, in the furniture and interior design business at our store, Osmond Designs. And I have the privilege to go into people's homes and, you know, kind of the boots on the ground and see what's going on in the real estate market, not only helping sellers, but also buyers and people that just want to renovate their home, that love where they live. And the combination of those, I think, gives me a different perspective on the real estate market here in Utah. We are so lucky to be able to do this show because it's always good news on this show. I know here at KSL, it's not always good news. We hear about the bad and the ugly parts of life.
Well, that's our job, to inform.
All the bad things. But we also get to talk about all the good things. And I feel like this show really is inspiring. It's fun. It's great to have your home be a place that you love to be. And our job is to help you get there. This last month, they actually had a National Association of Realtors conference there in Miami, Florida. And they talked about just having real estate reflect wellness design priorities, which we're definitely seeing that at our furniture store. People want their home to be warm and cozy. So hopefully we're going to give you just a few tips on how to do that. I brought with me Lisa Bishop. She is an interior designer at Osmond Designs with me and one of the best in Utah. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Heather. You're sweet.
Lisa, you're amazing. She's also our showroom designer at our Orem location and does just a beautiful job. All of the busyness at the store, Lisa manages all of that, which is no small feat. So we're so proud of her. If you want to see her work, come into the Orem store and see how beautiful it is all put together. Things often go out as fast as they come on to the store. So she's busy.
It's all day. There's always something to do no matter what. You could go in 7 days a week and still have plenty to do.
And we actually have warehouse guys that are just assigned to you, and that's all they do is help you.
It's kind of nice.
It's kind of fun.
You've made it when you have your own warehouse
guys. I have my own warehouse guys, yes. Yeah. Makes my job a lot easier.
Exactly. It's so much fun. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about housing supply and affordability. That is always a hot topic here in Utah. We never have enough housing, and definitely in that first home income bracket, those starter homes, they are selling fast and furious, and it's hard to get in because not only are you trying to compete for those homes, but all the investors here in Utah, as well as the out-of-state investors, are buying those just for rental income because the values are increasing so quickly. So let's talk about just the crisis that's going on there. There's definitely been an underbuilding gap of, they're saying the national stats are 5.5 million units in the past 20 years. This group reports helping to push housing prices up a record 18% and rents 16.4 in just the last year. So rents have increased 16.4%. It is so hard to be here in Utah and live off of one income. So a lot of the women or the men in now both adults have to support the family and provide extra income. People are doing two jobs or side jobs to just make up that gap, which is hard. In Utah, we carry, you know, furnishings in all different price points, the high end, the low end, lots of price points in the middle. But before we even furnish a lot of these model homes, they're selling.
Oh, yeah.
For builders, which is crazy.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. Yes. Okay. So I think with remote work, online shopping, and even telemedicine increasing, the adoption of technology in our buildings and our homes has increased significantly. So really, I think that's where the trick of all of these Park City. So I think the strength of Utah's real estate market has been not only from all of us looking for potential real estate properties to either upsize or downsize or invest in, but all of these out-of-state buyers, specifically the Park City buyers. We have so many projects going on in Park City. A lot of these homes are second homes, third homes, fourth homes for people.
And who needs four homes?
I don't know what all of these people are doing, but it's amazing, right?
I guess if I could have four homes, I might.
Why not? Right? They're flying in on their private jets. Yes. And oftentimes they're not even Airbnb-ing them. I mean, it's just great places to put their money instead of having it in the bank. But I think with remote work, the online shopping and even telemedicine increasing, you really can live anywhere. Mm-hmm. And these you can go to Park City for a weekend and it really doesn't upset your business. So that's helping. At this conference, they talked about having those open floor plans and how great those have been, but the need to have specific areas where you can shut the doors. They need places for more privacy, more noise reduction, and even a place to shelter an ill family member, which I think with the pandemic, we've all learned about that a little bit. So having these larger homes in Utah, I think even nationally, is taking a huge. Families in Utah, I think we are using some of those additional spaces to accommodate for some of these things, including home gyms and offices and spare bedrooms and all of those. There is definitely remote work going on in the country as well as here in Utah. And we're actually selling a lot of office at our furniture store. Lisa, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So as you were saying, Heather, with all the remote working, you know, a lot of businesses have decided to stay remote working because they've realized, you know what? It works. We're happy with people working at home. They're getting their job done. And so, yes, there are have been a lot of people who have come in converting those extra bedrooms into offices. And so it's been awesome to see people learn how to adapt. And we have been selling a lot of office furniture. It's crazy. Never have we ever sold as much office furniture as we are right now. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's just so interesting to see how the pandemic has taken your industry and really like highlighted it, right? Because yes. So many people are at home more. So many people are working from home more. It has changed our societal behaviors mm-hmm. to where you guys are making more money because you're selling more furniture for your offices.
I tell Heather all the time, and people ask me all the time, how has the pandemic affected your industry? And I tell people and I tell Heather, I'm like, it's amazing that it hasn't really been affected. We never got shut down. We were in business. We had people coming in. And I think people, with them spending as much time at home as they have been in the past, they are ready just to remodel and make it beautiful how they've always wanted to. So it has not affected us at all. We've been pretty blessed that way.
And I think all of the bedrooms are now adding just a little secretary desk of some kind mm-hmm. if they have the space so that people can do some more remote work. Again, at this National Association of Real Estate annual conference that just happened in Miami, Florida last month, they also talked about how working from home helps, you know, reduce commuting stress, saves money on clothing and also gas that can be used for more family-friendly investments. It adds time to your waking hours and it allows workers to live in more affordable cities or where they want to live, whether that be closer to relatives or, you know, everyone benefits because of this. They're being converted to affordable housing in many of these cities, which is a positive as well.
There we go. Win-win for everybody, right? Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. You can see all of her interior design expertise at her stores in Weir and in Orem, and then Lisa Bishop, her interior designer as well. With us as well, we'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, I'm Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, one thing I love about furniture shopping is picking out the different fabrics. There's so many different kinds, and it can be overwhelming, right? I'm a mom of two young kids. I need fabric that you can spill Diet Coke on, that the kids can wipe their greasy hands all over, and it's going to still look clean. Do you have that? Is that for sale?
So we don't sell plastic furniture. Okay. That would be amazing. But this segment, we're really going to focus on tips for buying furniture, specifically upholstery. How do you know the difference between something that is $9.99 for a sofa versus something that's $39.99 for a sofa? So this segment, I brought my friend Lisa Bishop from our Orem Osmond Design Store, and we've been doing some research this week on what are the best tips that we can share with our KSL friends about how to give you an idea of where to spend money, where to save money, and how do you know the difference? Lisa.
So, as with everything else, furniture included, the more you're obviously going to get what you pay for. So, if you're going to pay, you know, $9.99 for a sofa versus $25.99 for a sofa, you're obviously, there is a big difference, and quality is definitely a factor. We do get with families, since Utah is all about big families and having lots of kids, they want something that's durable and something that they're going to, that's going to last. And definitely furniture is something that you want to invest. You don't want to take a shortcut and go budget-wise with your furniture. So a lot of people who come in, they're asking for performance fabric, or other known as revolution fabric. Different people call it different things. But the great thing about performance fabric is it is extremely, extremely durable. It's usually made up of 100% polypropylene or olefin, which either one, it's pretty much the same thing. But the good thing about the performance fabric is that it's stain resistant, water resistant, odor resistant, and it's actually a fabric that you can use diluted bleach on, and it comes right out. Mm. And so I personally own a sofa and a sectional that are both performance fabric, and I've never had an issue.
I love that.
So okay, that's the one I need, is what you're telling me.
That is
me.
The one you need. Yes. I have put dark chocolate on my white sofa.
Ooh.
And it came right out.
That's
with
amazing.
No problems.
I'm just in the stage of my life where I'm not allowed to have white furniture.
Okay. Just like, just don't do it.
No, yes. I have a black dog and I have two kids, and it's just like, what's the point?
Yes. I think first and foremost, you just have to consider your lifestyle, sure. Right? Do you have pets? Do you have small children? You know, that great room, that family room, you want to invest and spend a little more money on that upholstery than maybe something that's in a spare bedroom, mm-hmm. or an office or a living room, right? Those are not going to get as much wear and tear, so you can spend less in those areas.
So also, there's another fabric. I tell people when they're looking at fabrics, if you don't want to spend the money on, you know, performance fabric, another thing to look for is fabrics that is usually about 100% polyester, or that is a high percentage of polyester. So even though polyester isn't considered a performance fabric, it's still considered an upgrade, and it's still really good quality, and it's still very stain resistant. And so there are other fabrics that are kid-friendly and pet-friendly and all that, that aren't upholstery or performance fabric, but polyester, I usually tell people 100% polyester or a very high blend.
I agree. Okay. So be realistic about your colors. We touched on that. At Lindsay's house, we are not going to put in a white sofa.
No, we're
even
not.
With a performance fabric, I would be a little hesitant about that. You could do it, but I get a little nervous. But if you are spending a lot of money on a sectional, for example, you probably want to stick with a more neutral fabric that you are going to like for a long time, because hopefully when you invest a lot of money in that sectional or sofa, you are not going to be switching it out anytime soon. But on the less expensive things, you can be a little more trendy, and you may be switching those out a little more often.
Also, with upholstery fabric, if you, like Heather said, if you are wanting to keep it for a long time, she said stick with a neutral color. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I want to add a splash of color to my sofa or sectional. It's fine. You can do that, but you tend to get bored with it. And so I always tell people, if you want to add a splash of color, add a splash of color with your pillows and your accessories, and just keep all of your furniture neutral, because that's the easiest way to update your look.
It's a lot cheaper to update your pillows than it is to update your sofa.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, springs. I'm all about having good springs. If you like firm sofas, look for one with the traditional coiled springs. That's just quality, will last forever. It's what our moms and our grandmas had. It's just really, really nice. If you want a softer feel, go with zigzag coils. And sometimes you don't know these things when you walk into a furniture store, but oftentimes we can look it up online for you. And even before you buy, take off the cushions and sit on them on the floor. That's one of the perks it said online, which I thought was actually really
great. That's great advice.
We haven't done that at our store.
No,
usually people will just sit on it and they'll know if it's comfortable or not. But that was some research that I did. So I even learned something new this week. I thought that was pretty cool.
But also, don't buy the couch where the cushions come unattached, right? Because I did that and I hate my couch right now. And I talk to you about it every week. I'm just like, I have to constantly push the cushions back in and the kids take them off and use them as a slide. And
okay, so I will tell you, we love the box back cushions at our store where they are
unattached
and you can move them, right? Mm. You can switch them. We hate the pillow back where you have 16 different pillows as your back cushion because no one wants to fix those and they never look great.
Right.
So we're all about simple, keep it fresh, keep it clean, keep it classy. And I think we have a lot of that in stock right now that you can come and look at.
So the pillows can detach, but they've got to be do they need to like Velcro in there? Or like, what's your advice for me here, Heather?
As far as leather, we do have a lot of leather sofas and sectionals where the back detached, they are Velcroed. But most of our sofas and sectionals are the detached backs just because it is nice to be able to flip them around, reverse them, you know, switch sides with them. That's just how your furniture lasts longer. And it's understandable with kids. People don't want that because they are constantly throwing them off and pillow fighting with them. And so I get it, you know, when you have small kids. But overall, for the majority, if you can do detached backs, it does make a huge difference in how the quality of your furniture lasts.
Okay, good to know.
I think so too. Removable
on picking a new couch because I definitely need one. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. Lisa Bishop, her interior designer, here with us as well. We'll take a break. More on the home show in just a minute.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show. Thank you for joining us today. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Lisa Bishop is with us as well. She is Heather's interior designer. Ladies, how are you?
We're doing well.
Fantastic.
How are you?
So good. I love just soaking in all your expertise on the different furniture styles, on the sofas. We've been talking, we talked last segment about sofas and which fabrics are good, which styles are good. The removable cushions drive me crazy, but apparently that's the best thing you're supposed to have. So moving into the bedroom, if you will, there are some pieces in your bedroom like your dressers and your nightstands and stuff. My biggest question here is, do they have to match? Does your dresser have to match your nightstands?
Definitely not. Long gone are the days of buying the entire grouping that matches, right? So you can be a little more eclectic and be a little more designer. Of course, we want everything to be cohesive and pretty, but there definitely are some do's and don'ts when it comes to buying your case pieces, which are basically all of your wood pieces, your dressers, your nightstands, your dining tables, your entertainment consoles, all of those things. In the previous segments, we were talking about this National Association of Realtor conference that they just had in Miami, Florida. And they were just talking about how the trend is just comfortable, cozy, relaxed, those wellness designed themes. People more than ever want their home to be comfortable. And then we talked about, you know, the upholstery. Mm-hmm. How do you know what to buy in upholstery? Where do you invest your money? Where's a good place to spend money and splurge and other places to save? And just in general, you know, just to wrap that up and get you up to speed, if you're just joining us, we love for you to spend money in the places that you spend the most time. And save money in the places that you don't spend as much time. Maybe it's an accent chair in a bedroom. Maybe it's, you know, a couple of accent chairs in an office or a living room probably does not get as much wear and tear as that family room right off the kitchen, your bar stools, your dining table, all of those things.
That's a really good rule of thumb, is just spend the money where you spend the most time.
Exactly. Yeah. And buy quality.
Yeah. Yes. I like that.
So all furniture is not created equal. This segment, we're going to talk a little bit about some furniture tips, specifically wood. I love informing people about know your wood types. Wood furniture basically falls into three categories. There's solid wood, which a lot of dining tables will be pine or alder or walnut. Mm-hmm. We actually even have some live edge tables that are some of my favorite tables that we have in the store right now. There are also veneers, which are just a wrapped wood top. And most furniture these days has some kind of veneer quality to it, whether it's on the sides or the back or oftentimes even on the front. But there are even some pearl veneers or leather veneers and other accents that we're using and seeing a lot in even nightstands and dressers and whatnot. And then there's particle board or composite wood, which are really just the fake wood that you don't want to buy, that you might find
Stay
at a
away.
Big box store. They're maybe good for college age kids, right, or your starter home that you don't have as much money, but it really is not that much more expensive to get something that's just going to last a little longer. Okay, so solid wood furniture is typically more expensive than other types of wood, and it looks a little better, but can scratch a little more. So, you know, water rings, you want to make sure you're investing in some good coasters and taking care of your furniture. Veneers have an inexpensive wood base and it's covered by several thin layers of better quality wood. So it doesn't have the thickness of solid wood because of the cheaper core. Particle board and composite wood pieces are made from a combination of wood, plastic, and resin. And it basically scraps the furniture world. It's like whatever's left is what they make out of that. It is the cheapest. It can look decent for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Until it breaks.
Some of us,
it's your
are recovering big box store shoppers, okay?
And once you've made that mistake once, you'll come to Osmond Designs.
Exactly.
And buy something a little bit nicer. So check your drawers and your cabinets, open those, and make sure that the drawer pulls all of the way out. that it latches properly and then sometimes even shuts. What a novel idea.
Oh my.
And it should shut evenly.
I remember,
which is important.
In my first Sugar House house, we had drawers that were wood on wood, you know, uh-huh. so they don't roll. And I found it so amazing that I got into a house at one point in my life where I actually had drawers that shut all the way. I was like, I am today years old when I realized the drawers shut all the way.
The small luxuries of life, yeah. right? Check the handles and the knobs. They should fit tightly and not jiggle. In a quality furniture. Avoid nails and glue wherever possible. So look for wood jointed at ends and corners and not glued or nailed in if possible. It's also known as wood joinery, and these pieces are sturdier and can take more weight over time, which, you know, sometimes for kids' rooms, you can do a little less expensive, but master bedroom quality is oftentimes great for, obviously, master bedroom and some of those guest rooms or teenager rooms where they're going to be a little harder on things and you need the drawers and the dressers to last. And, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you can sell those if you get tired of the style, and they'll have some value versus sticking them in a dumpster. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about rugs. This last week, we sold so many rugs. I don't know what is in the water right now, but people are wanting that softness and they're wanting just a different texture and some color. So we're going to tell you how to buy rugs, give you some advice here. Lisa.
Well, we recently did receive a huge shipment of rugs. And so I think we have more rugs now than we have before. And I'm kind of wondering.
That's probably helping.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of wondering where to store them all to make them so they're displayed beautifully. But we do have an abundance of rugs, all price ranges. So it's definitely worth coming in and checking them out. But rugs do complete a room, I feel like. And they do add softness to your room, especially, you know, in your master bedroom or in your great room. If all you have is hardwood, you definitely want to add that rug to bring softness into the home. And even that punch of color, if that's where you're looking for color, is in your rug. There are two categories you want to consider when looking for rugs. And it's the natural fibers and the synthetic fibers. And so probably the most popular, but is also the most expensive, is wool. And so if you do get 100% wool, be prepared to spend a fortune on it.
Noted.
But they are beautiful and they are great as far as stain resistant and being water resistant. But if you do find a rug that is not 100%, but is like a high percentage of wool combined with other fibers, then you're in pretty good shape.
I love that. So a wool rug would be somewhere that you would want to spend a little more money, possibly in your master bedroom where you're not going to have the dog and right. all the kids running all over it, but is really, really beautiful. And oftentimes in the master bedroom, it doesn't need as large of a size as in the great room. So a wool rug in a great room is going to be a lot more expensive than right. in a master bedroom. So you want to be careful where we're putting things and where we're spending our money. And a great room rug is probably going to take a lot of wear and tear. So let's talk about some of the other options in rugs.
So another option is polyester. So it's a good quality and it's definitely going to be less expensive. But if it is going to be a high foot traffic, you know, like your great room or your entryway or your hallway, you can get beautiful polyester rugs with all price ranges. And
so is that where you want to put your polyester rug, is high traffic areas?
Pretty yes. much, okay. yeah, because you don't want to spend a fortune if it's going to have to be replaced every 3 to 4 months.
Sure.
So it is a good place to save money is getting a polyester rug.
Does it hold up the most? Is that, I mean, what would you put in the highest traffic area?
I probably would do a blend of polyester or nylon.
Okay, good to know.
And that's what's actually in a lot of flooring in carpets right now is polyester and nylon. So both of those are fantastic. And I think the price point is going to be a lot better
yeah.
for sure for most of Utah families, right? And I'm such a texture person that I just love rugs that are soft. So even as important as what they look like, I want the softness, especially right. for little toddlers that are crawling around. I hate when they have those little scraped knees because it was a scratchy rug. And I think
I think look for softness and coziness, and that you want to lay down on it and hang out. You know, that's when you know you have a great rug. Doesn't show dirt, so make sure you're not getting a white rug. We want it to be something that looks brand new in 5 years.
Yeah. Which so, I would assume would be like multicolored, right? It hides the dirt a little bit.
Yeah. Right now, one of the big trends is even just muted rugs that look like they're antique rugs, but just very subtle and quiet, but just add a little color and flavor. So I think that sometimes is a fun option too if you don't want to do just a really bright.
So ones that have been pretty popular, but a lot of people are starting to do the jute and the sisal rugs. And so those obviously have way more texture, but they're not going to be the softness that you're looking for. But they are great dirt resistance. They are also great as layering pieces for rugs. A lot of people have been doing the jute and the sisal rugs as a base and then adding a softer rug on top to give that layered look that everybody is wanting to do. And so those are good options.
Now you're blowing my mind. We can layer rugs?
You can layer rugs.
If you have money to burn, start layering. Oh, so beautiful. And then I know we're running short on time, but I just want to put a shout out for those indoor-outdoor rugs. They are amazing for kitchens. Mm-hmm. You put them underneath the dining table at the kitchen sink as a runner in the mud room. You can take them outside and hose them off. Like, it's the best thing for Utah ever, and are great all obviously on outdoor decks and all of that as well. Front porches, come check out our indoor-outdoor rugs. Come check out our sisal rugs, all of our antique-looking polyester and nylon rugs, as well as our wool rugs. Mm-hmm. So many different styles, so many different colors, all at Osmond Designs right now.
Yeah, you can get them all. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs, and Lisa Bishop, her interior designer, with us as well. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into The Home Show. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and creator of Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem, and Lisa Bishop with us as well. She is an interior designer at the store. Ladies, I need to know, what are your favorite things right now at the store?
It is Valentine's Day. Let's talk about things we love at Osmond Designs this week. There's so many new shipments that just came in. I heard from our warehouse guys that we're probably not super happy, but we received over 80 new chairs, and they're all piled up in the warehouse. I actually feel bad for them. But they're going to be amazing. It's like Christmas at Osmond Designs. If you are in the market for chairs, come and check those out. They are in boxes. A lot of them are actually coming out on both showroom floors as we are talking here today. And they're definitely worth coming to see. One of the big trends in chairs right now are swivel gliders. So we have a lot of chairs that have some motion, whether they just swivel or just glide or do both.
And they're not the old-fashioned swivel gliders.
They're not your grandma's.
No, they're not. They're very sleek. They have the track arms. They're beautiful. And so they are our number one seller right now.
They could go in a baby's room.
Like yes, with the rockers.
Great rooms. Yeah. They're the chairs that everyone fights over. Recliners are still all the rage.
Yes.
We have some beautiful caramel leather recliners right now.
Beautiful.
Gray recliners, navy recliners, all combination of all of those. And again, they don't look like recliners.
Right.
Because recliners are kind of ugly. You know, those Bubba back waterfall look.
The big poofy arms.
Big poofy
No judgment if you got one in your house.
Exactly.
Right now.
No, we still love
you. Come to Osmond Designs and we will help you get a cute looking recliner.
But the best thing you guys did during the pandemic, though, was it was like, Heather, you just started stockpiling furniture.
We were hoarding it.
Yes. Because you were like, we don't know how long it's going to take to get things. So we're just going to get it all in stock. And so now you have it all.
We do. And I think that's one of our strengths at our store right now is we have two 22,000 square foot showrooms. We have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. And we even brought in, I think the number is 10 containers.
And counting.
And counting. And they are chock full.
Well, Lisa's like, and it's my job to unload these and I'm overwhelmed.
And with the 60 new chairs we just received 2 days ago, we probably need another four containers. I don't know. But we have in-stock merchandise, and I think that is the key to success right now, is people don't want to wait a year. They don't want to wait 2 years for their furniture. They want it today. And if they can find something that they love, and then maybe you just switch out the pillows, you know, use those on a bed, and then update whatever you want to customize yours to be, is a really fun idea.
And we got a huge shipment of pillows.
Yay!
And they karate chop,
most importantly. But I was going to say, Heather has been very smart as far as the furniture industry. I was going to say that we do have a lot of people who come in and comment and how appreciative they are that we have things in stock. And so whatever she did, buy, it's paid off for us because we literally, whatever you need, we have in stock and you don't have to wait. So it's been great.
And we literally called all of our favorite manufacturers and said, what do you have?
And
then we cherry picked out of those. So we have high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle, designer furniture, affordable prices. No one beats our prices on anything that we sell, guaranteed. And we offer interior design services. So if you just don't know what to buy, we'll help you make sure that you spend your money wisely. Give us a call. It's Parade of Home season. So we're working on a lot of parades right now. We're super excited about that. Wanted to give a shout out to the Parade of Homes for Utah Valley as well as Salt Lake and Park City that we will be working on. It's fun at Osmond Designs right now. You know, we love our job. We love Valentine's Day. Come grab your gifts. Home decor, people, you can't go wrong. People love it.
How about just a blank check? Can I get one of those?
Yes, you can.
A blank check at Osmond Designs, a gift card with unlimited funds. That is
the best ever.
Best Valentine's gift ever. Okay, Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, Lisa Bishop, her interior designer as well. You can see Lisa at the Orem store, and then Heather, of course, has the Orem and the Lehigh store. There's another store coming to Traverse Mountain, hopefully next year. It's being built. Plans are with the city, so that's exciting. Ladies, always great to have your insights on interior design and everything for real estate markets. So it's always good to chat.
Thanks so much.
See you next week.